Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Dal Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, by the words Toshima. So the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara brought a Memra from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, any wall that gets affected by the wind, even if it won't fall down, but it will even just sway in the wind, so then that wall is not halachically considered a mechitza. So says the Gemara, now Toshima, you have an Ilon HaMesach Al Ha'aretz, you have a tree which hovers over the ground, it shades over the ground. So picture a tree, that the branches all go up, and then they all sprout outwards and they go towards the ground. So it forms like a dome over an area on the ground. All the branches together form a dome. So you have this dome. If the branches go very close to the ground, that there's not even three tefachim separating the branches from the ground, the tips of the branches from the ground, so then metaltel and tachtov, so then you could carry underneath this tree, underneath these branches, inside the dome, because it's surrounded by mechitzas. It's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it's considered a mechitza. Now, frakta Gemara, amai. The question is, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, so why are you allowed to carry in this area? Haka'azul va'asi. What's acting as the walls? The branches. Branches sway in the wind. So how is that considered halachic mechitzas? So says the Gemara, the same tarets that we said to other similar kashas earlier, that hasam nami da'avulei behutza v'dafna. It's talking about a specific situation where the person tied the branches in a way that they're not swaying in the wind, and therefore they're halachically good mechitzas. Well, in fact, the Gemara, if the regular mechitzas, so this is a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, yihachi netalto bekulei. If it's regular walls, regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you should be allowed to carry in the entire area. Meaning to say, no matter how large the area is, Rashi explains, you should be able to carry in this area. It shouldn't matter how large of an area is being shaded by this tree. And where do we see not like that? Alama Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yehoshua, why is it that Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, said that Eimin Tautalim Bay Ela Beis HaSayim, that you're only allowed to carry in this area if it's up to a certain size, up to a Beis HaSayim. But once it's larger than that, you're not allowed to carry in this area. And the question is, is that why not? If it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so we have sometimes that you can only carry until a Beis HaSayim, because the mechitzas aren't very good. But over here, if you're telling me that the mechitzas are tied down and the regular good mechitzas, so why is it that you could only carry if the area is under a Beis HaSayim? So says the Gemara, Mishum dehavidiro shetashmisha la'avir. Because in a chanami, the mechitzas are good, but the etzem dira that a person lives in this area, that's a shvacha dira. Because think about it, who lives underneath a tree? Not a typical person is not living there. No one's living there, in fact. So who's hanging out there? It's a person who has to stand guard. He's guarding an area, so he wants to get shade, so he stands in this area. So being that it's a tashmisha, that it's la'avir, it's for the outside. It's not for, it's when a person is in this area underneath the tree, he's not there to be there. He's there to be outside. He's there to really see outwards beyond the tree, to guard the area that's outside of the tree. So he's not being there to be there. So it's a shvacha dira, v'chol dira shet Tashmisha la'avir, anytime you have such a dira that's tashmisha la'avir, that's really for the outside area, so the halacha is eimet hautlim by ela beis ela sasayim. So that's when we say that you can only carry it if it's not larger than the beis sasayim. So that's why that's the halacha. So really this tree is considered valid mechitzais, the branches, because they're tied. The reason why you still can't carry if it's larger than an area of a beis sasayim, even though it's perfectly fine walled, the mechitzas, they're great, but the dira is shvach, because it's a dira that's tashmisha la'avir. Says the Gemara Toshima, another braisa, another kasher on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who said that any time that the walls sway in the wind, so it's not considered halachically a wall. Toshima, the braisa says like this, Shavas betel shu gavaya asara, if a person makes a shvisa, sets up shop on Erev Shabbos to be there, that should be a shvisa for Shabbos, on top of a mountain that's gavaya asara, it's 10 tefachim tall, And the area of the mountain is somewhere in between 4 Amis and the Beis Hasayim. So he has walls now, because the mountain's 10 Tvachim tall, and the area is between 4 Amis and the Beis Hasayim, so that's why it could be considered a Rosh Hashayachid. V'chim b'neka, similarly, the opposite of a hill, the opposite of a mountain, it's a ditch in the ground, but the ditch is Shu'am Mekasara, V'me'arba Amis at Beis Hasayim. Same idea, it's at least 10 Tvachim deep, so he has the mechitzas on the outside, and it's between anywhere, the area itself is anywhere between 4 Amis and a Beis Hasayim. V'chein kama ketsura v'shiboylois makifo isoisoi. Similarly, if a person has an area that's surrounded by walls of kama ketsura of harvested grain, or shiboylois, or standing grain, and it's 10 tefachim tall, and it's all around him forming a wall, either the cut grain or the standing grain, so the halacha is, and obviously it's also, again, same idea, it's anywhere between 4 Amis and a Beis Hasayim. The halacha is mahalich haskula v'chutzla alpayim amo. So he can carry throughout that entire area. That entire area is considered a rishus yachid. It's one rishus. He could carry throughout that entire area. And then when it comes to Shabbos, that a person could go up to 2,000 amis away from his shvisa, that whole area is considered his shvisa. So he could go until 2,000 amis away. But you see from this brisa that we consider the area to be a rishus yachid in all these cases. And the question is in the case of the grains, why is that a rishus yachid? We see it's considered a rishus yachid. Even though it's blowing and swaying in the wind. So you see a mechitza is allowed to sway in the wind. Once again, a kasha on Rav Acha ben Yaakov, who said that the mechitza is not allowed to sway in the wind. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Davalei Behutza V'Dafna. Again, same teretz. There also, we're discussing a case where it's tied in a way that it doesn't sway. And that's why it's considered a valid mechitza. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Shluchei mitzvah peturim min asukah. The halacha is that if a person's on his way to do a mitzvah, so he's potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. If he needs to be doing something else at that time, so obviously he doesn't have, he's traveling, he doesn't have a sukkah, so the pop-up sukkah days, so he's potter from sukkah. Says Rashi, what does it mean, shluchei mitzvah? Rashi says, it's holchei baderech mitzvah, someone who's going on his way to do a mitzvah. Rashi gives interesting examples. Rashi says, kugoyin lilmoy Torah, lahakba b'nei rabbi, v'lifte shvuyim. A person is going to learn Torah, visit his rabbi, or to be paid to shvuyim. The first example that Rashi gives is a person who's going to learn Torah, which is a very interesting example, because generally speaking, we paskin that even though by all mitzvahs we say, oisik b'mitzvah is patra min mitzvah. If a person's in the middle of doing one mitzvah, he's potter from doing another mitzvah, which is the yisoid of this halach of our Mishnah, that shluchei mitzvah peturim min asukah. They're potter from sukkah because oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. And the question is that by Talmud Torah, we don't apply the rule of oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Torah was given to be kept. Torah was given to keep. And therefore, even if a person's learning, if there's a mitzvah that has to be done, so he has to stop learning to do that mitzvah. We don't apply oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. So how is it that over here Rashi gives one of the examples, Rashi gives Talmud Torah as one of the examples? So the Or Sameach in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Rav Eliashiv here as well in his Aris, they answer that it's only when it comes to a person's own personal learning, then we say, Oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But when it comes to shimushei shel Torah, going to learn Torah from someone else, from a Rebbe, so then we say, gadol shimusha yaiser milamuda, that shimush tamid chachamim is even greater than Talmud Torah, to be mishamish tamid chacham. Rashi says that it's holchei baderech, is kagain a person who's going on the derech, lomay Torah, to go be mishamish a Rebbe. In that case, then we do apply Oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, that's the Chiddush of the Or Sameach. And even though by Talmud Torah we don't say Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, when it comes to Shimusha shel Torah, so gadol Shimusha yaser milimuda. Al kapanim, that's the first din of our Mishnah, that shluchei mitzvah are patur from sukkah because Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And we'll see in the Gemara the makar for this idea of Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Says the Mishnah second halacha, that chaylin u'misham shehen, a person who is sick, and those that are there to assist the person that is sick, the nurses, the doctors, friends, whatever it is, they're peturim min ha-sukkah. They're also, they're pater from sukkah. Assuming that the sukkah is going to be difficult for the chayla, it's going to make things more difficult for his sickness, so he's pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Gemara we'll see later is clear that this is even a chayla that doesn't have a sakana. This is not a, talking about a person who is sakana stafashis. Even a regular chayla, he has a big headache and it's very loud in the sukkah. He has a cold and it's cold outside. So he could at times be pater from sukkah if it's going to affect his sickness. And the Ritva explains that the reason why he's pater, even though he's not a sakana, so you would think that, what do you mean? If it's not a sakana, so then he has to do his mitzvah. What's his heter not to do a mitzvah just because he's not feeling well? The Ritva explains that the yesod of the mitzvah of sukkah, of living in the sukkah, is the yesod that's going to come up a lot, is teshvu kein taduru. That the Torah says a person's supposed to live in the sukkah for 7 days, but sukkah is teshvu shivas yamim. We darshan from teshvu that the teshvu, the living in the sukkah, is supposed to be similar to the way a person lives in his house. So just like a person would leave his house if the house was causing him tsar, if he was sick, and the house was causing things to make, was making it difficult for him to remain in the house, he would leave the house, he would go to a different house, he would go to the hospital, whatever it is. So too on sukkahs, if the sukkah is causing a person tsar, so he's allowed to leave the sukkah. Therefore a chayla, even a chayla she'en by sakana, the halacha is that him and those assisting him, they're allowed to leave the sukkah just like they would leave the house. Eichlin says the Mishnah, third halacha now, that Eichlin v'shoysen arei chutz l'sukkah. A person's allowed to take a snack outside the sukkah, whether it's by means of achila, eating or drinking. Snacks are mutter outside the sukkah. Although meals have to be eaten inside the sukkah, snacks could be eaten outside the sukkah, which again, the Ritva explains, is based off of teshvu kein taduru. Just like a person, even though his meals he eats in his house, snacks he would sometimes eat on the go. So too, when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, the meals have to be eaten inside the sukkah. However, when it comes to snacks, he could eat the snacks even outside of the sukkah. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, now focusing on the first halacha. So we said three halachas in the Mishnah. The shluchei mitzvah are pater, a chayla, even a chayla she'im bei sakana is pater, and that snacks are mutter outside the sukkah. So first now the Gemara is going to focus on this first din, that shluchei mitzvah, those that are on their way to do a mitzvah, they're pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. Isik ba mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. Minani Mili, what's the makar for this idea? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, like we learned in the Braisa. B'shivtucha b'beisecha, it says with regards to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that a person's supposed to read Kriya Shema, b'shivtucha b'beisecha, while you're sitting in your house. So we darsh it from there, prat lo isik b'mitzvah. It's only if you're sitting in your house, but if you're being isik b'mitzvah, so then you do not have to read Kriya Shema. A person who's isik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. And the pasuk in Kriya Shema continues, v'lechtucha v'aderach, you should read Kriya Shema while you're going, while you're traveling on the road. So we darsh it from there, prat chasan, that a chasan, a person who's tarred in his mitzvah, he's also pater from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And Rashi explains that the reason why we have to have two drushes for seemingly the same idea of Isik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah, b'shivtcha b'veisecha is coming to include the general concept of Isik b'mitzvah, and v'lachtcha v'aderech is coming to exclude a chasan, Rashi explains because there's an extra chiddush in chasan. We darshan from v'lachtcha v'aderech an extra chiddush that even a chasan is pater. Now, even though a chasan, he's not being Isaac in the actual mitzvah. What's he being Isaac in? Why is he put from the mitzvah? Because in his mind, he's tired, he's busy, he's contemplating, he's very busy thinking about the mitzvah that lays in front of him, the bilas mitzvah, the first bia. That's what lays in front of him, and therefore his mind is preoccupied. Even there, even when he's not being Isaac physically in the Guf HaMitzvah, it's just mentally he's tarred and being Isaac in his mind in the mitzvah. Even that gets a tour of Isaac b'mitzvah patur in HaMitzvah. So that's why it's a second drasha. That's what Rashi explains. Mikan Amru, says the Braisa, from here they said Hakoynes es Abasula patur v'salmano chayiv. That one who marries a basula, he's patur from the mitzvah because he's taka tarred. He's busy thinking about the bilas mitzvah. As opposed to a person who marries an almana, there's no basulam anymore, so then he's not, his mind is not preoccupied, and therefore he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, says the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see from this brisa, from the psukim? Ask the Gemara on the brisa. The brisa is telling us that this is the makar for Isaac b'mitzvah, patam na mitzvah. How did the Gemara is asking now on the brisa? How do you know that the pasuk's talking about a person that's doing a mitzvah, that he's sitting in his house, he's pater, as opposed to a person who's doing a mitzvah? How do we know to make such a drasha? So Amar Avuna Kid Derech. We darshin Shivta Chavivei Secha is similar to Belech Lechava Derech. So just like not Derech, just like when a person's traveling on the road, so that's a Rishos. It's a Rishos. There's no mitzvah to travel on the road. Afkol Rishos. So too, it's only when a person's being Isaac in something which is personal, something that's voluntary. It's a Rishos. It's not a mitzvah. So that's when he's going to be Chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's who the Pasuk's talking to. Lafuke Hai, to exclude this person, Dibba Mitzvah also, that he's being Isaac in the mitzvah, so then he's going to be potter from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Well, fact the Gemara, who says that the person is traveling on the road, that he's traveling for personal reasons? Milo yaskina de ka'azal advar mitzvah, aren't we at least even talking about a person who's going to do a mitzvah? V'ka'amarachman alikri, and afal pikin, even though he's traveling on the road to go do a mitzvah, still the Torah is telling him that he has to read Kriya Shema. Who told you that it's talking about a person that's not traveling to do a mitzvah? Maybe the Pasuk's even talking about a person who's traveling to do a mitzvah, and afal pikin, the Torah is telling him that he has to read Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, no. We have a diak in the Pasuk to learn that the Pasuk's not describing a person who's doing a mitzvah. Because if the Pasuk was describing a person who's doing a mitzvah, imkain, that it's a person who's doing a mitzvah, lema kra b'sheves uvelechas. So the Torah should have said that b'sheves b'veisecha uvelechas v'aderech. When a person is sitting, when a person is traveling, my b'shif techa, in your sitting, ubelech techa, in your traveling, it's belechas didachu demechayavt. It's only when you're traveling for your own purposes, that's when you're chayiv in Kriya Shema. Habelechas de mitzvah patiras. But if you're traveling for the sake of a mitzvah, so then you're taka gonna be potter. So it's not because we're just assuming that the person's traveling to do a dvar rishos. It's a diak in the pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Belech Techa, it's mashma the person's traveling for his own conveniences, for his own purposes. That's when the Torah tells him that he has a chiyuv to read Kriya Shema. And similarly, by B'shev Techa, it's only if a person's doing his own thing, that's when he has a chiyuv to read Kriya Shema. But if he's being Isaac ben a mitzvah, so then we say he's potter from Kriya Shema and he's potter from all mitzvahs. Well, fact the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, that there's a patur, any time a person's Isaac ben mitzvah, he's potter in a mitzvah, so then afilu kainas es ha'aman anami. So even if a person marries an almana, he should also be potter from Kriya Shema. Why is it dafka by a basula? Says the Gemara, because kindness is a basula tarid, kindness almana light tarid. Like we explained before already, that it's only when a person marries a basula, so then he's tarid in the mitzvah. A person who marries an almana might be doing a mitzvah, but he has no tirda, his mind isn't preoccupied. It's only when a person marries a basula, so then his mind is preoccupied, and therefore we say he has a patur, not to say Kriya Shema. Well, frek the Gemara, you're telling me it's all about whether or not his mind is preoccupied or not? V'kol heicha de tarid, hachanami de pater. Anytime a person's mind is preoccupied, you mean to tell me that he's going to be pater from doing kriyas, from saying Kriya Shema, from doing other mitzvahs? Al me'ata, if so, so then tavas finasai bayam, if a person's boat is sinking in the sea, and so he's about to lose all of his fortune, the tarid, he's certainly very, his mind is preoccupied. Hachanami de pater, you're going to tell me that he's pater from all the mitzvahs? V'chitema hachanami, if you'll tell me that, yeah, hitaka is pater, v'amar of Abba Ber Zavudu, Amarav, he said in the name of Rav, that it's not true. Even a person whose mind is preoccupied, he's chayiv in mitzvahs. Rav said, Avil, chayiv, b'chol mitzvahs, hamuris b'toiro. And Avil, a person who's mourning, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, even though his mind is preoccupied. Chutz minat tefillin, except for tefillin. Tefillin's the one exception. Shehrei nemer behen pe'er, because the Torah says that it has to be pe'er, and an avol is not a bar pe'er. He's not a person who has any sort of glory to him. Right now he's feeling sort of shvach, and therefore he's brought to from tefillin. But besides from tefillin, which has a special drasha, we say an avol is chayv in all the mitzvahs, even though his mind is preoccupied. So how can you tell me it's about a person's mind being preoccupied or not? We see an avol is chayv in all the mitzvahs, even though his mind is preoccupied. Says the Gemara, Halcha Tarid Tirda de Mitzvah. Now, by a chassan who marries a basula, the reason why he's pater is not just because his mind is preoccupied. It's because it's preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do, and his mind is preoccupied, so it's that combination of that his mind is busy with a mitzvah, that's what makes him that now he's pater from doing other mitzvahs. However, chassan, by the case of the boat, and even by the case of the oval, Tarid Tirda de Rishus, there he has no mitzvah to be tarid karet. He's not being Isaac in a mitzvah, which is causing him tirda. It's stam tirda. His boat's sinking. So stam, he's losing his money. So he's tarid. His avul, he lost a family member. So his mind is preoccupied. But there's no mitzvah to be like that. There's no mitzvah to for a person not to be able to focus and on the mitzvah that lays in front of him. And therefore, by those cases, a person is going to be chayiv and kriya shema in all the mitzvahs. It's specifically by a kindness as a besula, where his mind is tarred with a mitzvah, that's where we say, ha'isik b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah.